Highbrow Room, it's sleep time's over with DJ Zach Morris and Jaylee.
Hey, it worked. Hey. It worked.
All right.
And now we are officially on. We are back. You're here. Eileen, you're here. I'm here.
We're all here.
We'll figure out. Second time we're here doing this live show. We've done the show here before. We did the Halloween episode.
Yes.
Right.
This is the second time with the live show.
Exactly. And speaking of Halloween, which is only appropriate as we get to Thanksgiving, the lights have been flickering. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yes. You know what that is?
No, do tell me.
It's the ghost, bruh. This place is haunted, much like all of July. So keep in mind for that, everyone.
So lights flickering. An additional guest.
Someone might come. You never know. It's only appropriate during Thanksgiving. We have ghosts. So, Jaylene, how you been? What's been going on?
I've been okay. Just tired from work. That's where I just came from.
Yes, you literally just came from work.
Literally just came from work.
Yes, well, welcome. Thank
what
you for being
here.
What happened this weekend? Okay, I DJed at Nobu Honolulu. As you know, yep, shout out to Jay Nads. Rich people for the win, huh? Once again, you get the cash, throw it on the ground at 200 minimum. Throw it on the ground. That's all you're going to be spending automatically. But it was not that bad because it was restaurant week. So you know what that means? All the amateurs come out, the cheap bastards, they come out. And then they want to experience, you know, go on a date night, you know? Because
yes.
They don't ever go out, right? So then they feel like they need to go. They have this prefix menu.
Oh, did they?
It's like four things for like, you know, I don't know, 50.
Groupon kind of deal.
Something like that, $69. There you go. I got my first 69 reference there. And then you go in there. Packed. Everybody's there. All the women are there. So
again, with the women.
All the gentlemen out there that, you know, looking for like, you know, some kind of a female caller, they're all there. All the women are there. Okay. So they're waiting and they're just sitting there and just, you know, playing, you know, Candy Crush, Pokemon, whatever they're doing, boomeranging. They're there. So I go to Nobu. But after Nobu, I DJ from 7 to 10. I go to a place called Harry's Hardware.
Okay.
That is, it's owned by a man that we mentioned last week, Mr.
Yes.
Dave Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correct. And we all should. He is the owner of Pine and Jigger.
Yes.
He's the owner of Harry's Hardware. So usually when I'm done, it's 10 p.m. And, you know, I'm old, right? So I want to go home. And I just feel like, you know, not living my best life. I just want to get out of there. So, see? And not living my best life. I wanted to get out of there. But I'm convinced by other people. Mm-hmm. Go join us at Pine G. Just come. Why just come? Just smoke it. Come. So I go down there, right? Mm-hmm. Much to the dismay of the person picking me up who doesn't look too happy about doing so, but then she does. She picks me up. My wife, Laurie's over here. Yep, exactly. So we're going over there, and then she drops me off, and I take the I think I Ubered there. I did. You dropped. Hey, see? So I went to the Pine G. It was 10 at night. 11 at night. So we go to Pine Jigger. Massively packed. Everybody's there. All the Hollies are there. Asians are there. It's a mix. It's like a big cluster. Not very usual for a Friday night.
Okay.
So you got all those guys there. Then I'm sitting down at the chalkboard area. There's this place behind the bar that you can hide. It's like a chalkboard area. You've been to Pine Jigger, right?
Of course.
Okay. You go behind there, and then you kind of just hang out. I previously, before I got there, I ordered a burger. So then I ordered the burger. I text them, I'm coming. I text them, you can save me a seat.
Okay.
And lo and behold, they saved the booth that's called Table 52, is what
Table
they saved.
Table 52?
Yes. It's the booth that I sat since day one over there at Pine and Jigger.
Okay.
So, living my best life is what it's called. So, it's strange because I'm now, you know, it's all massively packed. And then they open up this section, mm-hmm. right? And then the GM... Shout out Courtney. She goes, come and sit with right there. Just sit here. I'm like, all right. So I'm that guy. I walk in. I'm sitting there in the booth by myself. All these guys, a lot of Hollies staring at me, right? Yeah, this biker
guy,
gang.
This guy.
Yeah, exactly. They're still all wearing leather jackets. They're all looking at me. I don't know what's going on. So then I'm just sitting there. So I had to call people over. So I call up, you know, Jay Nads over there. I just, you know, find whatever, you know, whatever bitch I could find. Just to like, come over there.
And definitely
then
that one.
Like that. So we had the women there, all the women are there, Jay Nads is there, and then we get coerced by other people to go into this place called Harry's Hardware.
Okay.
Right, have you been to Harry's Hardware?
I have not.
Okay. It's similar to this establishment. It's a speakeasy.
Okay.
It has all of the things, you know, that speakeasies have. They have the password. They have the secret door. Mm-hmm. Hollies, hipsters, beards, plaid shirts. All that, you know, it's in right now. So you go in there, and then that's massively packed as well. And then you kind of, you're on like drink like six, and then you're like, you kind of
six.
This is where you have a moment of like clarity. You're like, you're standing there, and you're shaking hands with everybody, and then you're like, you know, am I gonna die tonight? You know, I think, am I gonna make it through the rest of the night? I it's like, you ever had that moment where you're not really drinking.
But I've had it once.
You're
or
a
twice.
Dancer, but yes. So you're there, and you just kind of take a moment, and you just stand there, and it's like you're drunk, but it goes away for a second, and it just tells you, I think it's time to go. You must go now. It's not going to end well.
Did you go? Listen to this? Okay.
Yes. I basically just said, we got to go. You can either do it that way, or you can like vanish. You can just like not tell anyone and just leave. And then that'll be like the one couple ways to go. So I got a ride home. Shout out once again, Jay Nance. For the win, MVP for that night. So that was Saturday. That was Friday night. Did not die.
But it's always a good thing.
Exactly. I had to work in the morning. I work in the morning at 7 a.m. and I still made 7 a.m., which shows responsibility is a thing. That might be a recurring theme for today. Responsibility. Showing up on time. Before that, though. Thank you. Hey, thank you. We got applause for that one. One quick one that I got to go for. On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
This is the thing I came into my head right now.
Okay.
Wednesday night, we went to go to a place called Merriman's.
The one right Merriman's, there by Nobu.
Next to the, it's in the condo with the pool that's hanging off, right? All the guys are staring at all the women, right? So we go to Merriman's. Now, this is a phenomenal, strange thing that goes on at this place.
Okay.
It's always packed.
Always.
It's massively packed all the time.
Okay.
We go at 5 p.m., you go 4 p.m., it's always packed.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
It sucks. Okay. It's a wretched place too. It's not a good place. There's nothing good to eat there. There's nothing there. But people, it's like the Pied Piper. They're bringing them all in. They're just bringing them all in. Everybody's going. Moku Kitchen, same thing. It's all a bunch of garbage. But they're going. People are going to this place. So, shout out the Boomerang Girl. She does work there. The only reason we would go there is for her. And then Dusty. Shout out Dusty. But Kool-Aid. But that's it. There's no other reason to go there. Okay? So I'm saving you money.
Why did you go there?
To visit the said people that were there.
Okay, all right.
So, which they were there. They were at the bar. Bar's packed. Everybody's there. And strange thing, a lot of single women go there. Here's another thing. I might be just like selling to men on this show. A lot of women, I think, coming from that condo are coming down to sit by themselves there. So you notice a lot of one-seater people just by themselves eating.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out dating. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But that's it. Once again, Merriman's is trash. So we got to get out of there. We're like, where are we going to go eat? We're going to go to dinner, right? So I got a text. You know, I got a who would be a reliable person on a Wednesday night? None other than Mr. Shout out Kauai's own Matty Kua. Because I messaged him. He is the bartender from Pig and the Lady.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Pig and the Lady, have you been there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like it there?
I do.
Hey, okay. Good answer. Because there we went to at around 5:30 when they opened. They're a massively packed place as well. So I text Maddie. I'm like, you know, can hold two seats. He didn't respond back. So like, well, let's just take a gamble. Let's just go down there. Okay. So get down there. 5:30-ish, we get down there. I go and talk to the person at the front that's known as the hostess.
Okay.
And this is the issue I wanted to discuss with young people today. So I go to this hostess, and I didn't know... Maddie already held two seats. Now keep that in mind. There's two seats at the bar that are reserved, but I did not know this because he did not reply back to me. Okay, so I go and see the hostess, and I ask her, "Am I able to sit at the bar?" And she replies, "Yes."
Nothing more.
That's it.
That's okay.
So I'm like, okay. Well, if you don't mind, possibly go there? Do you want to sit at the bar? If it's okay with you, am I getting pranked here? What's going on?
So Ashton Kutcher's going to pop up.
She's staring at me like I'm talking complete like gibberish to her. And she's just staring at me. And then she looks at the two seats that are reserved. And go, oh, there's two seats reserved. Okay. what do you think we should do then? Let's go check it out.
She said, let's go check it out.
Okay, well, we're on a mystery. We're on a hunt. So we're going over there, and then of course there's other people that I know there. So they're shaking my hand as this girl, I don't know where she's from, is taking me down there.
Celebrity.
So I'm like, I just wanted to figure out what was going on here. Finally, we go to the seats that are reserved. Those were the seats that Maddie reserved
for you.
Yes, but you just didn't get a chance to reply back. And then he tells her this, and then the final one that to finally say "F you" to me, she goes, Do you want to sit here? Do you still want to eat? I'm hungry, but is it okay with you? Who says to someone, do you still want to eat in a restaurant while we're about to sit down? Okay,
so on seats that were reserved for you.
I don't know if it was a prank of some sort. I don't know. You know, picking a lady, they do some crazy stuff with her. I don't know. But that was just very bizarre. She was massively young. So I don't know. She was younger than a millennial, I think. I don't know. Where did he find these guys? It was not in your demo, I hope. But, you would take her down. But I'm just saying, it was awful. And so then we sit there, and then it got even weirder, because then a bunch of, and I was there with my wife, and there was several, looked like Ukrainian, Slovakian women,
okay.
Czech Republic women, and they're like totally like a James Bond, like a Bourne Supremacy movie. Like they're there.
Gotcha.
They got, you know, they probably got a shank in their, you know, their back pocket pants. Yeah, they're all these Russian type of women. They're like, they're hanging out. And then there's this old guy, of course, Always an old guy. He's there. He's talking to one of them. And then there was another guy talking to another, like a Brazilian mix, like, I don't know, like Brazilian, Argentinian. Just think of something with a lot of syllables. They're there. The women's there. And then another woman decides to join and then talk to the other two women to like kind of like conspire of what's going on with this guy.
Uh-huh.
Like they're trying to get trying to see if we can maximize the monetary here with this guy. So
gotcha.
A lot of whispering going on. Then you got this other guy with this other exotic woman, a lot of exotic women. So I
taking the lady?
They're all there.
All okay. Right. Okay.
So I tell Maddie, I'm like, hookers, yeah? You got it. So that's the only, we don't know. But a lot of negotiations were going on Wednesday night at the
Wednesday night. Lady,
early at 6 p.m. So go figure. That's pretty much all I got.
That's a lot.
Well, that just popped in my head now. Sorry. What happened to you, Jaylene? What did you do?
I had Friends Misgiving with my friends.
The what?
Friends Misgiving. You might be familiar with the term Friendsgiving, but we added the mess in there for Christmas as well, because we don't know when we're gonna see each other before the end of the new year, so it's Friends Misgiving.
Oh, sad but creative. So what do you guys do for what do you guys partake in here?
Our good friend Rachel, she cooked for us.
Yes.
And because one of our ladies in the group is trying to not eat meat, it was more of a pescatarian kind of meal, very good. I didn't really notice until
all right
she had said it, but
okay.
So we just did our thing, had girls' night.
Okay.
It was semi-girls' night because someone's boyfriend was there.
Oh,
so that was not really...
Yeah. Yeah, boo to that, really, right? I mean, who's that guy? Is that one... Yeah, it was going to be that guy.
But it was like, it was at my friend's apartment. We didn't even go out anywhere. Like, it was literally just at her apartment.
Okay.
And we're just chilling and eating. But
who's that insecure guy? That's like, what are you guys doing?
Don't give him your fish. But I think he just maybe didn't have anything else to do on a Saturday.
Boo to that, everyone, huh?
he's not as popular as you, not as much friends. But yeah, so it was girls' night plus a boyfriend.
And wonderful.
I've noticed that like Friendsgiving is a thing. Have you ever been to a Friendsgiving?
No, I have not. I never will.
Why not?
That's not going to happen. Here's the thing with Thanksgiving. Okay. Now, I work. Okay, I have a job.
Okay, so
Much like you yourself,
yes.
Much like a lot of the people who live up, the upstanding citizens of July. And I want a day off, you know, and all of these events, it's kind of, you have to do something during these days. You have to go make this big elaborate dinner or lunch or what have you, when I just want a day off, you know. I just want to be... Yeah, exactly, but they're closed on Thanksgiving, so what do we do? Oh, Pandas is always open. Shout out Panda Express. But besides that, it's just you just want a day off. You just don't want to deal with it. And then plus Thanksgiving, I'm not a fan of turkey. I never got into it. Turduckens for Christmas. turkey and mashed potatoes, you know, and then you get stuffing. Nobody eats stuffing except for Thanksgiving anyway. Nobody's eating stuffing in like February, right? And then you have, you know.
That's a good point. Like all these.
How do they make money this entire year?
Like, yeah, out of nowhere for Thanksgiving. You don't eat whatever. The rest of the year.
Right. And then you put cranberry sauce on the turkey?
I do not.
Exactly. No one should be doing this. It's just awful. It's just not an interesting meal. And I just feel I would just like to rest. You know, I'm getting old. I just like to rest and just be that person, live my best life, watch football, and not have to deal with anything with a dry meat lunch or dinner, right? Maybe a turkey sandwich, maybe once a year or something.
Once a year.
But you know, you have to make the turkey, you have to get this all planned out. It's a lot of prep work. You know, I'm sure that goes on with your family, right? Because you have a big family. You got like three turkeys going on right now. How big is the meal for Thanksgiving for you?
Pretty big, actually. Yeah. We have at least a turkey that's probably like half the size of me. So,
wow.
Yeah. So there's that, and we have the ham.
That's a pretty big turkey. Oh, I forgot about the ham.
You have the ham, the mac and cheese, the greens, all of that good stuff.
There we go.
Good. Definitely a good meal, and I always go back for at least two or three rounds. You know, you got to get that after. Is this all news to you? Do you not take naps and then like wake up and eat again like at least two or three more times?
You see, Jaylene, no.
No.
I don't. Okay. Once it's done, it's done. You have it at lunch, then you're done with it. Then you just move on. You just move on with the rest of the year. That's it. Done with it. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, done. That's all. That's it.
Who has Thanksgiving lunch?
The Asians do. Okay. Sorry. This is what we do. It's a different tradition. So that's what's going to be happening on Thanksgiving, but you had, when was this Friends Miss thing? What were you
Friends
doing?
Missgiving was on Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good. But what happened on Sunday for you?
I was hungover. That's what happened.
Well, all right. Young drinking for the win. What do you drink? Are you drinking wine or what do you do?
I drank wine that night. I had a whole bottle and a half. Don't ask me what I drank though, because
you get applause. Okay, yeah, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, so there's all that. Right.
What else going on?
They're also going to use our money, taxpayers' money, to fund a $20 million visitor center over at Punch Bowl. Okay. So that's where our money's going to.
Oh, wonderful.
Exciting stuff.
Yep, not the real. Okay, great.
Because, you know, we're not still paying for that.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting this money from. That's why we need the lottery. That's what I keep saying. We need the lottery.
No, actually, I think so. Else? No, my friend in California, he was buying... I was on the phone with him and he was buying, I was like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm buying like a lottery ticket. And I was like, oh, like that must be cool. He's like, oh, don't you guys have that there? I was like, no, actually we don't have that here.
That is correct. That's what we need.
I think so.
We've talked about this on the show before. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is how you can figure out all of financial problems in Hawaii right here. You go lottery, offshore gambling. Offshore. You get the cruise ship. You take a tourist out there. They go gamble off island. That'll be perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You legalize prostitution. That's it. Because you tax those guys, you tax them all, and then you can shut down the sex trafficking because the feds will be involved in this and the taxpayers will be involved in this. It'll all be streamlined. So you can catch all those guys, catch all those sex trafficking. That's the big problem. That's the main issue. That's the problem. You involve the IRS, they'll find you. They'll take it all down. And that's it. Somebody wants to, if this guy wants to go and, you know, do some kind of circle jerk, whatever he wants to do, that's it. That's his
circle
best life.
Jerk.
That's, I don't know, is that what the kids say? Do the kids say that? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay, well.
I've never heard that. Is that what you guys say?
But from a different decade, sorry. Okay, but that's, as far, is it really? Okay, so that's
the for office. You got all the answers.
I'm just saying, it's a thing that has not been tapped in yet. Why has it not been discussed? See, like we're getting this is like the deepest issue I think we've gotten into.
I think so.
Usually we just talk about like Drake, but this is good.
Speaking of Drake.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's something mildly related to him, I think.
How's he doing?
I think he's doing very well. He actually announced that he's going to have a new album coming out that's supposed to be the best album you've ever heard. Very big claim. Man. But
unreal.
That's something. But Pusha T, as you know, who had beef with Drake earlier this year.
Yes, friend of the show. Yes.
Yeah, I guess it just came to light that there was a brawl at his Toronto show.
Yes.
And then, mind you, Drake is from Canada. And
this
Toronto.
Happened tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming Pusha T is okay from this brawl. I don't think anyone got hurt.
I don't think so. Yeah. I guess it just they more like rushed the stage or whatever. But
okay. Wow. So in case anyone doesn't know, Jaylene here is the biggest Drake fan of the entire galaxy. So anything involving Drake, get ready. So she's gonna know it, and this is gonna be the best album of Drake's life. This coming up? This new album?
That's what he's saying.
Okay, well, if he's saying, if he says it, then it's true. Okay, so what else we got?
In
the music world.
Tekashi.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, Tekashi is in jail.
Yes.
Good. Keep him there.
For RICO charges?
Yes. Yeah, racketeering. Yeah.
What is all of that about?
That's amongst other things, too. He was like, there's some assault charges or... Well, was there some kind of thing going on?
I don't know how
true
it is, but I read that he has enough charges and stuff for like 2 lifetimes and plus like 46 years. Is that true?
Wow. Well, how long was Tekashi's run? Like a year?
But the thing he was denied bail too. I guess he like offered like he'd give him his whole bank. It was like $1 million something and some other stuff, but they denied him.
They said forget it.
Yeah.
Well, that's one down.
Does he deserve this? Do you think he deserves this?
I mean, without knowing all of the specifics of this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to quote a person who said this like maybe about a year ago, a gentleman by the name of Fat Joe.
Okay.
Who said, I believe to Tekashi 69, you better watch out because it's going to bite you in the ass. Here we are.
I believe Joe Budden also predicted
Joe Budden predicts a lot of things, so yes. But it's all meant to he set himself up for this. He didn't portray himself at all in any type of manner that would be, let's not keep him out of jail. I mean, right?
Very
so
true.
He had a reputation from the get-go that was just trash.
Is this the effect of social media, do you think? Because I feel like there's a lot of flexing and acting hard on his part. And I think there's like even video of him committing some of these.
I believe so. There was something involving like a shooting of some sort.
Yes.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're filming everything. And it's going to come and bite you in the ass in the long term. It's like when all the girls take selfies naked. It's when the guys do dumb stuff. Everybody's doing stuff online. It's going to come and bite you sooner or later. And that's it. So I don't feel sorry for this guy. He can just send him out. Then we can go after a little Yachty next. And then we can go after all the littles and take them all out.
Except for Lil Wayne. We'll keep him.
Except Lil Wayne, yeah. It's the original Little, I think, right? No, there hasn't
been.
He's
the only one that.
No,
he's
I don't
the only
say
one that,
that
really matters, though, right? Is there any other?
The only little that matters.
I'm trying to think. Okay, no. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Little Bow Wow, he's a triple threat.
Is he a little Bow Wow? No, he's Bow Wow.
He's an actor. He's older. Yeah, he took away Bow Wow, right?
Little John. Okay.
Oh,
yes. There we
see?
Go. That's.
Little John or Little Wayne? Who would you? Both of them standing there. You had to off one of them. What would you do?
To off one of them.
You had to shoot one of them. It's a desperate time. The purge has begun. Little Wayne.
That's a tough decision because I need Lil Jon for like the club hits, but then.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Lil Wayne got club songs, I think.
He does too, but.
All right. All right. I want to put you on the spot again.
Who would you take out?
I'm going to have to go just based off of entertainment value. I'm going to keep alive Lil Jon.
For entertainment value.
All right.
There
thank you.
Go,
thank
yeah.
you, everyone. Applause for that one. Huh? I think let that sink in.
Yeah,
huh?
Not
who would we keep alive?
All right. So Time also they released their list for albums of the year. And
Time.
Guess
Time Magazine.
Yeah, Time Magazine. It's before the year is over.
Okay. All right.
He wasn't even on the list actually. Number one
who won?
Just guess. Do you have any guesses for
Lil Wayne?
Time.
Okay. Time album of the year.
Yes.
This year?
There's a lot of music that came out this
year. There's a lot of stuff. Is it a female?
It is a female.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
It's got to be Cardi B.
You mentioned her, yeah.
It's got to be, right, Cardi B won the album of the year.
According to Time.
Coming live to Aloha Stadium, everyone. Get ready. Yeah. Snoop Dogg, Sublime, Trap, 2018. They're not selling out. I'm going to tell you that right now. Whoever set that
maybe
up.
Maybe this is a bunch of OC. Ploy to do okay, that. Okay. Maybe this is, they were in conjunction with Time
gonna,
to like build her up.
So whoever the promoter is, a bunch of like, surfers from OC, they talked to Time Magazine. They said, make Cardi B album of the year.
Yes.
So they can promote, bump that one up, build it up, get 36,000 people in there.
Do you really think she deserves, no shade at her. It's not a comment
right.
on her
personhood. I haven't heard one Cardi B song in my life. except the one that all the women sing. But that's about it. Yeah, I know nothing about the Cardi B. All
right. Yeah.
You can sing that all night. A girl's going to sing that tonight at 2 a.m. somewhere. So that's the only song I know. So what is you're going to be the one that you listen to this one. What was your take on this?
I wasn't really impressed by it. I don't even think it's in the top rap album of the year.
Who's reviewing stuff at Time Magazine?
That is a great question.
Who's that guy? You know? Or girl. Maybe it could be a girl.
Did you just assume?
Did I just assume that was a guy?
Yes.
Well, it's a Time Magazine means old. Right? Who's reading a magazine in 2018 anyway? So then there's got to be a bunch of old guys hanging out with a paper press and a printer and they're proofreading and all that kind of stuff and putting in a silk screen. Who knows what they're doing? You think they're going to listen to Cardi B and they're going to have an idea of what this is going on? I'm just saying. Okay.
And then Snoop Dogg, he got his Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Well deserved. Kind of took too long.
Yeah.
Took too long, yeah.
I think the Snoop Lion phase kind of derailed him for a little bit.
Yeah, well, Snoop Lion derailed him for a little bit, I think. And he seawalked on the...
I saw that,
The star, which that might have freaked out some Holly somewhere. They didn't know what to do, you know.
Oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But good shout out to Snoop Dogg, finally. Who'll be in town with Cardi B.
It's all a big ploy.
It's an infomercial for that concert. Oh, Lord. Okay.
We make connections on this show.
Gosh.
All right. So did you watch, flipping gears here, you watch the game yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean John Madden football? Yes. Yeah, that was a Madden game, to say the least. That was insane.
A Madden game.
Did you watch this? It was out of control.
I wish I did, but no, I was in a meeting for work. I just heard it outside because we were in the back room at the club. Everyone was at the bar, so it was really loud.
Right. This game went for 4 hours, okay?
4 hours.
This game was 4 hours long.
It's like rivaling the...
It's like a couple guys playing online. They're playing Madden online. Just going back and forth. Who's got the headset, you know? And it's insane. And it's the best game of the year. There's like, you might as well shut the NFL down. That's it. The NFL's over. Because there's no game that's going to match the excitement of this. Because it was back and forth scoring. You had a...
What was the score?
It was 57-54.
57? Right? That's a high-scoring game.
54-51. This is not going to happen again. That's it. We're not going to have any... That's the climax of the season right there. So I don't know what you're going to do with it. There's a stat on this. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, a few weeks ago, played Washington. They had the same amount of yards as the Rams. And they only scored 3 points.
Oh.
They had the same amount of yards or a little bit more, and Rams score 51.
Wow.
Right, because Chiefs won this game. Right. Rams won this game 54-51.
Wow.
So there you go. The NFL's over. That's it. Shut it down. We don't need it. There's no reason for it. And speaking of the Rams, you know, I always, whenever I see the quarterback for the Rams is Jared Goff.
Yes.
Whenever I see this guy, I always think of how he became a Ram. The Rams made a trade with a team that you may have heard of. It's called the Tennessee Titans.
And heard a thing or two.
They had the number one pick. Mm-hmm. And the Rams in 2016 traded for this pick. And they traded up to get the number one pick. And we thought, Rams, you know. Jeff Fisher was there. He's wretched too. You don't need to know who that is. And we thought this was all going to be a thing. It was going to be a great, great move. And lo and behold... You have Jared Goff. We're stuck with Bradamakis, who gets injured again.
Sounds frustrated.
He gets injured again, and I'm tired of Mariota. That's it. I'm going to stop calling him Bradamakis as far as this goes. It's going to happen today.
Stripping him of the Buddha title.
I'm going to have to, because it's just he can't be injured this many times, and this is it.
That's my friend.
As he should be, but I'm just this is it. I don't want him. They're probably gonna have to re-sign him for one more year because he's got that what they call the player option, where they can re-sign the guy before they give him the max extension.
Okay.
That's why you always see these NFL players with a big, massive amount of extension contract. I don't think he deserves it. He gets one more year. We see what he got, and then send him off his way. So we don't have to watch any more Island Insurance commercials. Those are trash. Or what else is he doing? First Hawaiian Bank. I mean, we're getting an awe for them? Like, we like those commercials?
Right.
No one likes those commercials. Who is the director of these commercials? Who's his agent telling him this is a good thing to do? It's all trash. It's all bad. He's injured again. That's it. That's it. Football. It's great. Well, if you think he's going to still be on the team after this season? Oh, right. Or the money will still... Island Insurance will still keep making... Right. You're still going to have, like, one guy, the Bradas, and then Mariota doing this commercial that's the total garbage. That they will definitely still keep it going. They'll have
Island Insurance.
Sign up online.
I did already.
See, it worked. It worked. Mariota got it. Let's move on from football. I'm done with football. What else
basketball,
is going on?
Basketball. Yeah, and it's right. Here in the islands. The Maui Invitational is going on right now.
Okay.
Big event for college basketball. Do you follow college basketball much?
I unfortunately do not. Okay. I can't get into the college sports.
Why?
Can't do it. It's just like amateurs. You know, it's like if I'm going to watch it, I'll watch people who make money. I can't do it. The only college sport I'll watch is UH.
You know, that's so interesting.
It's like University of
Hawaii. I'm kind of like the opposite. I mean, of course, I enjoy watching like NBA and stuff, but I just feel like college players play with a different
passion.
Kind of, that you kind of see that lacks in professional sports.
There is that, but there's a thing just called talent. It's just they don't have.
Where do you think the talent comes from college?
But you get the best of the best. The best of the best goes to the NFL. Best of the best goes to the NBA. I don't want to see Rutger play, you know, Delaware State Culinary or whatever. I don't care. I don't want to see.
Well, the good thing about the Maui Invitational is it's big names. It's Duke. It's Arizona. It's all those big names.
Right. So all the big schools.
Here.
Right. Duke's got like, you know, Zion Williamson. Right. He's in there. Like, I'll follow like those guys because I know that they're going to transition over to the draft. Right.
Okay.
As far as like these other teams, I don't have the time. I, you know, I got pro sports to deal with. You know, I just can't be getting involved with all of this. You know, Notre Dame versus, you know, UC Berkeley or, you know, whatever that we're playing like 2 a.m. I can't be.
Can't be bothered.
What about the pros? What's going on in the NBA?
Coming out today is J.R. Smith and the Cavs. I don't know exactly what's going on with that, but it's looking like he's not going to be a part of their future. Do you know anything about that?
Well, he kind of just rode his own ship because he's always been a head case.
Do you think in the finals last season that kind of sealed it for him?
That definitely sealed it. That was it. There's nothing more, nothing less to it. It was just him being a goof again. And he can go back to partying in New York and, you know, buying Supreme and doing all of that stuff all he wants. He's not going to get picked up by another team. Because the reason that it worked in Cleveland and it worked in Denver is he didn't have partying going on. When he went to New York, it became a train wreck. Because there's partying in New York and he parties. He just doesn't think right. So you send him back to Cleveland. He focused. He did all right. But I think plus he's older.
Yeah.
It's time to retire. Go to China with Melo. That's it. Good enough. Take Dwight Howard, Melo, J.R. Smith. Who else can we throw in there? Isaiah Thomas. Send them all to China.
Wow.
They'll be the dream team of the China.
He's a hardworking man.
Yao Ming will sign him up on the Shanghai Sharks. It'll be great. As you know, there's Black Friday that goes on. And during Black Friday, there's a thing where people stand in line. They go and they stand in line and they try to get the doorbuster deals. They try to get all these things. And if it's a mad rush, people fighting, whatever. So we're going to have on location a good, longtime, close personal friend of the show, the realtor to the stars, Grant Capone Conojo, will be calling in any moment now. We're going to do this live through technology. He's going to be keys live at the Best Buy line as we speak. He is there.
On a Tuesday.
He just got there. He started doing this tonight. And we are going to find out what brother's doing right now. He's been doing this for the last 7 years.
Are there deals really that good?
We're gonna find out soon.
Best Buy?
Here we go. We are live here. Grant, are you there?
There
he is.
Yes.
Let's get ahead. Grant Capone is here. He is here. The realtor to the stars is live. Grant, what's going on over there, man? What's going on right now, currently? Yes. Yes. Very exciting.
For real. I'm actually going into my car right now.
It's too loud over there?
Too loud, yeah.
Oh. Okay, right. All the warehouse is going on. Well, as you're going over there, like people were already asking questions before I announced that, you know, we're going to do this live call. When did you start this? When did this all begin for you?
What, the origin?
The origins, yes. Yes.
The origins.
I like it. Good the word.
And then we started about like 10 years ago.
10 years.
But we didn't do it like early. We just went on the morning of, you know, just did the whole fighting the crowd thing.
Right.
And then back then, it was really all about, you know, what we could get for ourselves, pretty much. And then now that we're all older and have kids and families, I think the priorities have changed a lot.
Right.
So who's with you?
Yeah, okay, so yeah, good question. So Grant, who's with you now? What's the strategy of how you do this? Because it's, I mean, you know, clearly it's not just you by yourself.
I hope not.
Explain the procedure here.
All right. So when we started doing longer, we started the first year. We started on a Saturday.
Okay.
We basically sat in front of the store from Saturday till Friday, which is super ridiculous now that I think about it. And then a few years ago, we moved to Monday.
Okay.
So Monday to Thursday, that's pretty much what we wait for. And I set it up like a schedule. So I actually have an Excel spreadsheet. I gather everyone's schedules for that week. And then I basically make like a time card for everybody. So we basically know when people are supposed to be here and when they're working and
with their family. Very efficient. Very efficient. And
well, to be honest, you know how it got started? The friendship started because Lofa.
Yes.
Shout out Lofa,
yes.
Lofa was convinced that everyone had to put in their own weight or he wouldn't let them spend a lot.
So there you go, yes.
To keep track of how long everyone was waiting.
For you guys are wondering, Lofa's a big gentleman. Yeah, so I totally understand that one. When does Best Buy open up? It's not on Friday, right? Is it earlier?
No, they open on Thursday at 5.
Okay. And what's the doorbusters? What are we looking at for this year?
So they have a whole bunch of 40-inch TVs all the way to 60-inch TVs that range from like $129 to like $600.
Wow.
So
okay.
There's always good TV deals.
Yeah.
And then I think they have a MacBook for like $700. A bunch of iPhone deals and movies and whatnot. But
that'll let them know.
To be honest, we actually don't buy much stuff for ourselves. It's pretty much friends and family that know that we're in line.
Right.
Yeah. What they want.
So this is the thing.
How very selfless.
Right. That's what I wanted to share with everyone is like you're not in the line to go buy like an Xbox. You're in there to buy for friends, family. You rarely buy something for yourself, right?
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, well, I had a couple of friends that texted me. Oh,
yes.
Buy from the audience.
So, I don't know.
Right.
I do it primarily just for the hanging out, you know, like just to have.
You love lines. Movies. Yes. Well, the news is going to interview you. So they interview this guy every year. You're going to watch the news. They're going to go to this guy. And because of that, he created a fact sheet for everyone wondering.
Fact sheet.
So he posted that up. It's a fact sheet of what the questions that you're probably going to ask him, like, do you have a job? Why are you doing this? So he put it all that basically type of shut up. So he has that out there, which is brilliant. And then he's going to have the news people come out. They're going to talk to this guy. And he's going to have this great, you know, it's a heartwarming story every year because he loves just hanging out. This is something. Do you need anything, Julie?
Yeah.
No? Anything from Best Buy? Okay.
That MacBook sounded all right. Good, but
anybody need anything from Best Buy? Grant's there. Okay, well.
So when the doors open up, what do you do? Do you like bum rush everything? Do you like just walk like a normal person? Like what do you do?
That's actually the reason why we choose Best Buy, because the way that they do it is genius. So They come out a couple of hours before the store opens, and they have a file folder
with
basically vouchers in this file folder. You tell them what you're waiting in line for, and they'll give you a voucher.
Wow.
There's only enough vouchers to match the amount of the product in the store.
That's awesome.
So no one can
efficiency.
Buy that product unless they have a voucher.
Unreal.
So it makes it like
There's no
fair to whoever's
there.
Yeah.
You have your voucher, you can literally go home and then come back the next day and buy.
Wow.
Like, there's no urgency, but there's no pandemonium.
It's more like getting in line for it.
Wow.
Super well organized.
Unreal. And before we let you go, I gotta ask you this. What's the weirdest thing you've seen through the years, through the 10 years in the line? Anything that you can share?
So every year, one of my friends, this is going to sound weird, but his hobby is modifying golf carts. So he'll literally buy golf carts from like golf courses and retrofit them. He'll add like big wheels and LED lights and, I mean, change out the engine and everything. Anyway,
wow.
So okay. He carts these things down at least once a week while we're here.
Wow.
Basically, from like 9 at night till 12, there's a bunch of us riding around on these golf carts. And if you're familiar with where the Best Buy in Idea is, it's right along the water.
Oh.
Yeah.
And all the homeless people have all their encampments along the water.
Oh man.
So basically, last year, someone got the cart, drove down the bike path into the homeless place, grabbed someone's longboard, it was a homeless person's longboard, tied it to the back of the golf cart, and then gleaned the tube basically from
wow.
the bike path back to the store.
And he longboarded back.
He was intoxicated, so that
of course.
But
wow.
That was probably one of the fun moments.
Well, hopefully we can recreate that this year with video. If you didn't already, but wow, man. Well, thank you for it's Tuesday, so we got some time. You got some time to kill. What's your shift like tonight? When are you going to be there from when to when?
So I was here earlier in the day from 10 to 4.
Yeah.
And I left here to go cook dinner and, you know, take care of the kids with the wife. Put them to bed, and then I got back down here at about 8. And I'll be here overnight. I leave at 6 in the morning to go to work. Yeah.
That's dedication. I applaud you.
We all do. Unreal, brother. All right, so be safe out there. Greg Apollo Canojo, live. There he is. There he is, everyone. Thank you, brother. Coming up, we're going to go in. Qualify is back.
Back again.
Hip-hop extraordinaire.
Fellow Rockets fan.
Fellow Rockets fan, yes. We'll talk about that. Fan. Fellow wrestling fan. We also have the brand manager from Kohana Rum, who is on the phone right now, very just intricately making moves with Kohana Rum, Agricole, hopefully. Kyle Rudner will be joining us.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
There we go. Very, very delayed, everyone's, but it works nonetheless. Okay, we are back. Jaylene, we're back here. And our first guest is very talented guy. He's a hip-hop artist. He hosts the urban news show Factory 808.
Yes.
He also has a wrestling podcast, the Champ Podcast. He's a triple threat kind of a guy. So this guy, we're going to bring him back. He was just on recently.
Yes.
And let's just go give it up, everyone, for Qualify. Okay. There he is. Let's go. There you go. We have music now for our guests. This is how we do it, sir.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey,
we're out here.
Hey. Hey.
What album is this from?
This song is called Family Business. It's from Move the Crowd. That's the name of the mixtape.
This came out this September.
Yeah, it came out in September. Okay. So it has my friend Tasho Pierce on this.
Yeah, shout out Tasho Emers.
Yeah.
Shout out Humanitas.
Crime Backwards.
Yes.
So.
Who had the song Honolulu, in case everybody remember that one?
Classic.
Right? You worked with, he worked with Dilated Peoples. He worked with all the guys.
A lot of guys, man. Kid Cudi.
So, wow. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of people.
Big names.
Yeah, man. So
that's a good get.
There's one time in Iceland, Kanye shouted him out on stage.
Wow.
That is correct. That's cool. Yes.
I think it was Iceland or Ireland.
It sounds crazy.
It's one of those countries that starts with an I.
He'd be there.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, man? You've been, I know you opened up recently. You opened up for Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
And then what else has been going on?
What is it? This past weekend actually was G&E, Grouch and Eli.
Oh yeah.
So that was fun. Yeah, no, that show was actually really cool. I listened to a lot of Grouch and Eli.
Right, like, Living Legends, yes.
Yeah, Living Legends, period, just like in high school. I mean, I still rock with them. That makes them sound like they're like old.
That does.
Right, but
I listened to those guys in high school. Fine. They were cool.
And you said rock with them too.
That was yeah, like, right?
Anyone saying that, right? That might not work. Do you know Living Legends? Do you know the Grouch and Eli? Yeah. Heard of these guys?
Okay. Yes. Cool.
This was big in like early 2000s.
Yeah.
This was kind of like when hip hop did that break off, where like you had the East Coast guys, you had the Cash Money guys, you had the Bad Boy guys, okay. And then you had all the people that just said, screw it. I'm just going to listen to a bunch of like all the guys just, rapping.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
And then, yeah.
Just threw off everything. Yeah.
You had the mainstream guys who stayed really mainstream. And then this time, I went like really underground and just was like, oh man, everything on the radio sucks. I'm going to listen to British hip hop.
Right. So, down tempo.
Yeah. You know, like just
DJ Shadow.
Weird stuff that nobody else heard of.
Right. I mean, what's the latest goings on with your show? Like, talk to us about Factory 808.
Okay. So Factory, we're throwing a show on December 8th. We're bringing down my man No Can Do.
Yes.
Actually, a friend of mine and a battle rap legend.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is, check out No Can Do. Scribble Jam, 2-time winner. If you don't know what Scribble Jam is, then I don't even know.
Eminem was born from
that. We can't even be friends.
But laid it down. Like, okay, yeah. But Scribble Jam, big event. Jalen, you know about Scribble Jam, right?
Yeah.
And December, where is this going to be?
This is going to be at Next Door.
Good.
So we're bringing him down. We're doing that show. We're starting something up called Factory Sessions, where we're linking up with a lot of local artists, and we're kind of pulling them together, letting them do like basically filming them do a set.
Yep.
And then we'll do like a little interview with them, so introduce people to their music and help them learn a little bit about them as well. So putting those together, we just filmed like I think we filmed like 3 or 4 of them. So the first one's gonna be dropping. I think in a couple of days, actually. The 22nd, yeah.
Wow. So, just time for Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Man. Yeah.
Waiting in line.
Right. While you're waiting in line, just, you know, pull up YouTube on your phone.
Exactly.
And check out Factory.
So let's go. As you know, you have a wrestling podcast.
Yes. I got the Ric Flair shirt. This is the guy that we were talking about.
Woo, we're going to discuss it, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Who wants to get chopped, right? Not, but, okay.
I'm going to say, wait, hold on. I got something for that later. Well, with that said, okay, so you have the Champ podcast. I'm sure you covered this already.
Right.
Survivor Series happened on Sunday. So
yes, it did.
For all the negative 69 people in here that, like, watch wrestling. Right. We're going to cover this, and we're going to go. What do you think overall? Let's go with the heavy hitters, like Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan. What'd you think of that one?
Nah, man. All right, so Survivor Series, like, overall, I thought it was a good show. Like, nothing on it was boring. It was fun to watch, but there was just something about it that just kind of, like, I don't know, man, left me with an empty feeling. Like, you know, you watch WrestleMania, and it's the biggest show of the year, and, like, you sit down, and you want to be like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, WrestleMania.
Right.
You know? And I don't know what...
Well, that's been me for wrestling for several years now.
Yeah, so. I don't know what the deal. Like, it just was. There was something missing. I think.
Right.
It didn't feel like a big show. Like it felt like one of the weekly shows, kind of.
Oh, gotcha.
Why I asked what this Survivor.
Here we go. See once again. We're giving it a lesson.
It's the longest running pay per view.
Part
WWE
two of
history.
The wrestling lesson. Yes.
All right. Basically Survivor Series, like back in the day, what it used to be. It used to be during Thanksgiving week.
It was on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So they would have, basically they would have teams. So it'd be like 5-on-5.
I'm doing this lesson again. This is great.
It'd be a bunch of 5-on-5 teams. So basically it'd be like five good guys, 5 bad guys. Okay. They'd all be like beefing with each other for some reason. And elimination matches.
Teams of 5 strive to stay alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And and you Mars. Know, and you survive, and then exactly. at the end, you know,
right, and that was the second,
sole survivor,
right. And this is a big. What he's saying is like this is comparable to WrestleMania. Is WrestleMania was the only pay per view?
Yeah,
there was only one pay per view a year, and made by the WWF. So they decided,
and then Survivor Series was
to make the Survivor Series, and basically the Survivor Series was basically Vince McMahon being a bitch and saying. They were fighting, as we talked about, the NWA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the NWA had an event called Starrcade. Yes. That was their thing. Yes. Right?
Which they're also bringing back this week.
Which is, that's very bad. But we're gonna, they should not be doing this. But so they had this thing called Starrcade, and they were like, okay, so how can we combat and battle that and take that out? Because what they were trying to do is they were trying to monopolize pay-per-view. Because yeah. you got to pay to watch these things, right?
Yeah.
It's like $40 back then, right? Wow. So... that was basically, you either show Survivor Series mm-hmm. or you show Starrcade, cable people. If you don't, we won't show WrestleMania for
yeah.
you.
Oh.
And they're like, okay. Oh, so Oceanic was like, we want WrestleMania. So then that's why.
And then they had to put Starrcade on regular TV.
Right. They had to. It just didn't get shown. They just didn't get the market. And that was the slow end of how Vince McMahon kind of took over
everything.
These lessons are, can right. we just like, we're going right. to do like, maybe right. like a series, like a separate right. show. Like
next time I end up on this show,
teaching wrestling.
She's going to be the one with the Ric Flair t-shirt.
Exactly. See, so that's, order that's one now, Amazon. You got that. So yeah, so Survivor Series, big event. You also had, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. That was interesting. Ronda Rousey. So they did this big angle where like they beat the crap out of her with like a kendo stick and chairs,
yep.
and she was like bleeding, all kinds of shit.
Yes, real bleeding.
Yeah, so, actual bleeding.
Real cuts on her.
She actually got busted up and like her mouth got busted open, all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
I think they were the way that they were running the angle. They were trying to get people to cheer for her.
Yeah.
And instead, they cheered for the person beating the crap out of her, and they were like, "Thank you, Charlotte." Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair's daughter.
You can't go off against a Flair, right?
I felt kind of bad for her, because I think that was supposed to be like, as far as somebody who has passion for the business, like she could be doing something else, you know what I mean? But she's coming out here and she's busting her butt.
Well, she's been looking great.
And she's been doing really well.
Yeah.
There's this whole thing with Becky Lynch from SmackDown. She's kind of just like, they caught lightning in a bottle with her. She's kind of like just the hottest thing going right now.
Right. She's an Irish, Scottish.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Some kind of European accent.
She's also an actress.
She is the man. Is what she is.
Yeah, her gimmick is she's the man.
She's the man.
Gotcha.
She's a woman, but she's the man.
But she's the man.
She's not like
so,
a, you know,
yeah.
Jenner. Okay, so it's not like something of that nature. But it's a man. It's a real, it's a woman.
I
almost did it. I couldn't think of a person to compare.
So that's
it was just like, I feel like it was just like a bad time. Like Becky Lynch has been owning her on Twitter, like leading up to the pay-per-view. And stuff like that, and it just kind of turned the fans against Ronda, and
that's a big situation because when you have a guy that's or a gal that's this is basically we're trying to build up as a person to cheer, and then they have the crowd turn on, you know, what do you do, right? And it's always a dilemma that you see all the time that you just don't know how to play up to this crowd. Like, what do you do? You know, this is a very strange crowd,
especially like with the when they're going to the pay per views. If it's one of the big four pay per views, it's getting those crowds are getting more and more. They call them smarky. Basically the smart marks. Yeah, the smart fans.
Yeah.
This
was the term created by a wrestler that we mentioned last time we had this lesson, Brian Pillman.
There we go, man.
And smart marks.
And Ronda got her neck Pillmanized in the match.
Wow. Right. And explain what is Pillmanized.
Right. That's a spot that they do. Where they'll put like your neck or your ankle in the chair and then like jump down on the chair, make it look like they broke your ankle or neck.
Neck, yeah.
In this case,
yeah. So they put the head in there.
Sounds clank.
Yeah,
exactly. It's television. Yeah, it's all television is dramatic. Yeah,
super exactly. dramatic.
Exactly. Speaking of dramatic, I got to get into this as you know you're wearing the Ric Flair shirt.
Woo.
And I the last time you were on, we made a declaration. To start a contingency known as the Houston Horsemen.
Yes.
Okay, so it is yourself, IA.
Right.
Shout out to IA and a man by the name of DJ Liger Woods.
Yeah.
Who you have yet to meet. So we created.
Is IA still going to be down now that we don't have Mello?
So that's one of the few questions I got here. So we created the Houston Horsemen because we're basically the only four guys that like the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
Okay, on this island.
Right.
And we decided to make this. We inducted yourself. I was going to have IA actually come on in a few weeks to do right. things.
Yeah.
Reason right. why IA is a Houston fan is he's a big Mello fan. Ooh. So he's a players kind of guy. So he followed. Oh. He really follows the player. Fan. He's just like how like Cavett is a Dwayne Wade guy. We brought him in. You know,
we welcomed him in
humbly, but we brought him in because you know he's just a player. So now Mello is not a Rocket, so he is gone and he's probably going
to
retire.
Strangely, I haven't talked to IA since.
He's been laying low.
Right.
He's been laying low. I'm not including him in the IG stories. Right. Or the Rockets highlights.
I don't know.
So. I don't know where Mello goes from here. What do you think happened? It lasted 13 games. What happened here?
Okay. Well, I think that they're going to blame Mello, but it never really was his fault. I think that there were bigger problems that I was worried about going into the season. The main thing that I was worried about was losing my man Trevor Ariza and replacing him with James Ennis, who's cool, but, like, you know, he's not Trevor Ariza.
We kind of hyped him up a little too
much. Yeah, you know? and I was never excited about the MCW Michael Carter Williams.
We were all baffled
signing.
By that. Yes.
I never understood.
He lived
why
up to
happened.
What? Yeah, we predicted he lived up to that.
I wouldn't sign him in 2K.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean, unless I could edit his ratings.
It's just amazing how lost he looks out there. Yeah, it's just like he was the rookie of the year.
Yeah,
it just went all down.
And
the
I don't understand how that happened. Like
that
you
was
know,
a bad draft class though.
Like at this point, it's like what? How did you? How were you rookie of the year?
It just looked awful, and then Brandon Knight is still, who knows if he's going to return.
Yeah.
And, well, another thing that a lot of people don't know, and I don't know if you knew about this, Jaylene, but our defensive coach retired.
That too.
Oh, I did not know
weeks
that.
Weeks before training camp.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeff Bezdelic, he's the defensive coach, and he said he wanted to take care of family problems, so then that threw everything off. Former coach of Mello, by the way.
Yeah.
So... could there have been something there where he was like, nah, Mello's here, I'm out? You know, so was that something? Of course, there's history with D'Antoni
and
whatnot.
Yeah, and that was another thing. I never knew how that didn't work the last time.
Right,
I didn't know how it was going to work this time.
I just think it has to do with maybe he didn't want to come off the bench.
I think that probably...
that got in his head, kind of like Iverson, how he didn't want to come off the bench. And I think something like that maybe just psychologically messed him up. And
our defense has been...
kind of funny. We won four in a row.
Yeah, no. And then we got off to a slow start with Chris Paul wasn't shooting well starting off. James Harden wasn't really shooting well the first few games.
Eric Gordon wasn't
starting
shooting
off.
Well.
Yeah, like so three of our best shooters weren't doing that whole shooting thing good. And we need that. We need good shooters.
Right.
Shoot.
Shooters to shoot is always going to be a thing. And as we all know, Trevor Ariza is going to be a Rocket in March. So
yeah, so
he's coming back. Yes, we talked about this. He's going to come back.
It's happening.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Phoenix is looking awful right now.
Yeah.
So funny. My dad asked me about that. He's like, oh, I haven't heard anything about your boy. He's like, oh, what do you mean? No, Devin Booker talk. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with him. They're pulling him in a point guard. They're just like, just do something.
Yeah. I think
they don't know what to do with him.
Phoenix is just like, look, We know we're not that good. Devin Booker is very good.
Just let him score.
And, you know, we're just
going to
let him.
Life.
We're going to let him do his thing.
Exactly.
And hope he stays around.
For Tyson Chandler, though.
Hey. I feel it.
Well, that was a good pick.
You got to.
You didn't even have to do. I mean, did you?
Well, wasn't. I mean, is there. But is there, like, some kind of tampering or, like, collusion or something going on? Like, because what didn't. Isn't James Jones like doing stuff for in the Phoenix front office, and he just like got gifted?
He is the general manager.
What? Okay, right? Yeah. So he basically
I believe it's James
just got
Jones.
because he got three rings.
He got hired because after they signed Ariza, they were like, "Okay, you're out." So they fired their GM after they signed Ariza for $15 million.
Yeah,
which Trevor Ariza does not deserve $15 million at the age of 35. So they fired him
for 1 year.
And then for 1 year, so then they bring in, I believe it was James Jones.
Yeah.
Who was a three-pointer extraordinaire, LeBron's friend.
Yeah, LeBron's.
So if you're LeBron's friend, you're gonna get a job, right? So you're gonna get a job.
LeBron's bud.
And he's like, Tyson Chandler.
Hey, I got you, bro.
Don't worry about it. To the Lakers. LeBron was like, you know, hey, you owe me something. He's like, all right, Tyson Chandler then. So that's
LeBron hit him up and was like, hey, remember how you got them championship rings?
Well, exactly. You call this
in. This is how it works. Exactly. Cahoots. So that's how it goes. And then it NBA, it's still too early.
Is that legal?
Whatever.
What's going on?
I think so. But so as we Go to break again. What do we got coming up? What's the No Can Do show is December 8th.
December 8th. So okay. that's the big thing that I'm doing.
Yes.
Right now is the No Can Do show.
Okay.
Got them coming down. And then, you know, stay tuned. Surprise. By the end of the year, I might have like some new songs for you guys. Possibly some of them with No Can Do.
Available on iTunes.
Yes.
iTunes. Where can we find all of your things? Where can we find Factory 808? Where can we find that?
Okay. Yeah. So Factory, you can follow us on Twitter or the Instagram, the Gram, as they call it.
Yes, that's what the kids call it.
Yeah. So that's at Factory 808. Yep. The wrestling podcast, you can follow me at Twitter and on the Gram at Champ Podcast, because that's what we are, man. We're champs of the world.
As we should. That's only fitting.
I say we, but it's just me.
I was going to say who's we, but it's fine. It builds you up bigger. It makes it makes you bigger.
Exactly. It seems like we're here.
Exactly. It makes you like your squad. So, you know, hashtag squad.
I am my squad.
Exactly. See? Qualify as always. Thank you very much.
Right. Hashtag until next time. Squad.
Exactly. A lot of hashtags for this one.
That's how we do it.
Brother, until next time, man.
Yes, yes.
As always. Right, thank you. Qualify, ladies and gentlemen. Ow! Let's take a break.
Woo!
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
That's exactly how it works. That's exactly how it works. So yeah, we are back. Final segment of this evening, and it's only fitting that we remain at the bar because our next guest is the brand manager for Kohana Hawaiian Agricole Rum, and his name is Mr. Kyle Rutner. Where is he?
Yeah. Kyle, where are you?
I did not know what song they were gonna do. I did not know. Hello, brother. Interesting choice. Is this one of your favorites?
I've never been a West Coast guy.
Really?
Nipsey has me as a full-on convert.
Wow.
Yeah, I am a Nip Hustle fan.
I'm not surprised. What are you listening to? What kind of hip hop stuff are you listening to?
Right now, I mean, obviously Nipsey does it for me. I'm old school though. Like, I'm just an old man. So, you know, if I'm listening,
yes, we all are.
I mean, listening to hip hop, I'm listening to East Coast stuff from that golden era. So, you know,
there we go.
You know, there's Nas fills most of my rotation, and then we'll get a little Rakim, maybe Eric B. Fit in there a little bit, but my life.
Keeping it real, son. Keeping it real.
I'm just old.
So, well, we're getting back to the real part. So, Kohana Rum, sir. Now, let's go into this because I have a woman next to me who doesn't. Are you a rum drinker, Jaylene?
I'm not a drinker in general. Okay. Honestly, so
all right.
The most I've had experience with rum is Jack Sparrow saying, "Why is it all gone?"
Yeah, we're kind of
ain't no rum in this coat. No, that's not the case. Yeah, so
we're more of like a no pirates, no parrots type of brand. We're not really about that. But first of all, it's a tough thing. Rum's a big, goofy category. You can sort of do whatever you want within the rum category. It's the Wild West of spirits. You can make it with molasses, with just granulated table sugar, or fresh sugarcane juice. That's the thing that we do differently is we use the fresh juice.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more like, think what sort of more less industrious spirits and more like of the land. So like the term agricole is literally agricultural.
Okay.
So the idea is it's grassy, it's more of the earth. And frankly, that makes it a little more funky and a little more difficult for some people. But it's a totally different style of rum.
Okay.
And that's the basic of it. I mean, really there's a few things that make us different, but that's the number one is we use sugarcane juice. So that's the style.
Pure cane rum.
Yep.
Basically, yeah. And it's locally made. It's made here.
Yep.
And where's the distillery?
So Central Oahu, old Kunia. So we took over the Del Monte General Store, and we grow all of our cane there.
Okay.
And that's sort of like the second thing that makes us really an interesting spirit is you'll hear about it with wineries. I heard you talking earlier, like you drank wine last night or the other day or whatever. Mm-hmm. With wineries, you get a lot of people that do estate wine. They grow their own grapes. Mm-hmm. They crush those, ferment them, and then make their wine. And they're these really highly sought after handmade products. You don't hear about that very often in spirits. We actually do that with our rum. So we grow it all ourselves. So we like to say from grass to glass, we do every bit of it. And that gives us a lot of advantages because, frankly, my obsessive nature can be okay knowing exactly what's happening at the farm as well as out selling. So,
yeah. And at the distillery too, there's a walking tour where you get to see how it's being made. This is Kunia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a thing where you can just go and they'll show you how it's done. And this gentleman will be probably one of the guys that's going to walk. So talk about the tour.
So it's really interesting. I mean, and granted, you got to get out to Kunia. So there is that. We're working with a ride sharing company. Shout out to the homies at Lyft. We're working on
Lyft better than Uber.
Yeah, well, I don't want to jump the shark, but we're working on a program called Lift Your Spirits, where you can sort of come run out and get something all the way from Honolulu to Kunia.
That's awesome.
And you'll come in, and the very first thing is there'll be some lovely human crushing cane right at the front, giving you fresh sugar cane juice. So even if you don't have sort of that rooted old Hawaii feeling where you really know what sugarcane smells, tastes, and is, you get that immediately when you walk in. We're in this old farm building, and then you go out and you essentially get rooted in where we are, which is old Kunia. You look over the whole island, then you wander to the cane garden, you talk about the heirloom varietals that we use, and then we talk production, and at the end you get to drink a little rum. It's the best adult field trip out there.
Wow. What's the whole duration of this? How long does it take? It
takes about 45 minutes, including consuming all the rum. So, super easy. Yeah.
Wow. Jelly, would you go take part of this? What's your take on rum?
Yeah, you got to come up.
Yeah. So, how did you get into this?
It's a simple yet complex answer. The reality of it is I've been in the hospitality industry in Hawaii for the last 15 years.
Okay.
I refer to myself as a recovering chemist, so my degree's in chemistry. I got out of that, fell in love with tending bar and taking care of people, and then transitioned that over the course of a lot of years into basically building my own job, being able to just take the bits and pieces I knew from that side and then sort of rolling with that.
Because you've been on island for...
Only about 16 years.
16 years? Yeah. And on as a bartender?
I've been bartending for, I guess, 14 of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so... From there, that led to, were you at, before you took on this position, were you at Picking the Lady?
Yep.
Are you still there?
No. You know, it's a tough thing because it's like the pig, you know, I was the opening bar guy there. I got to, you know, worry all the same worries that the brothers did when we opened that up.
Yeah.
I got to do the hiring, all of those things. So I will never not be there.
Yeah.
They will always have all of the love that I can give. If they ask a question, I'm going to do what I can, but that program is run by somebody way better than I was, and that's Matt Kua, who you were talking about a little earlier.
That's right, Matt Kua, yeah. Kauai.
So,
a lot of bartenders from Kauai. I don't know what the trend is. Probably from like Hilo or something. Nobody's drinking in Hilo, apparently.
They're just drinking at home.
They're doing something else in Hilo. But so rum's been kind of gaining, I guess, popularity lately. You got the tiki bar situation.
Yeah.
You got tiki bars. You have the tiki bar in International Marketplace. I don't know if you've been to that one. What's your take on that as you see all of these tiki bar themed bars going on? Like,
you know,
is it going to help or hurt the rum industry?
You know, I think rum is slightly bulletproof as far as that goes. I mean, if you think about rum as a category, you probably think about Captain Morgan or Bacardi or the words dark or gold. And all of those are pretty negative things, frankly. I mean, I shout out to my folks at Bacardi. They always hook me up with nice tickets to things. But, yeah, that's it's not a category that, like, has, I think, a ton to live up to. The man.
Right on cue there.
But within that, you've got this sort of modern rum renaissance where, you know, there's a lot of people doing things the same way we are, which is, you know, handcrafted and thoughtful. I don't tell anybody how to use it, so the tiki bars aren't hurting anybody. But in Hawaii, it's an interesting thing because tiki's all about escapism.
Yeah.
We don't need to escape. We are in paradise. So it's an interesting sort of thing that happens here in Alameda, California.
Yeah.
Makes a little bit more sense, right? In Denver, right. Colorado,
right.
You need that escapism, right? Like, it's cold. You're going to go into this, like, different place. We're in the place that those bars are built pretending to be. So it's an interesting way to look at, especially being here. And it's why tiki has had sort of a difficult thing. Some of the best drinks on the island are served at that particular bar.
Right.
But it's hard for people to understand exactly what they are.
Right. And what would be an angle then as far as what would be the next level to evolve these tiki bars, especially like in Hawaii? Like, what would you do if you're in a place?
You know, I don't have a great answer for that. I mean, the thing I'd say is, you know, escapism is partially about fun too.
Yeah.
So they got to figure out how to kick up that next fun notch, whatever it is. If it's like dope live music, if it's DJs, if it's a pool, whatever the next thing is, you got to kick up that, like, that fun notch up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on anybody, because I think, you know, everybody's got their own stuff, but you got to bring it up to that next level if you're really going to do the whole escapism angle.
Well said. I mean, and you've seen a lot of changes throughout the years. You were part of also the USBG.
Yeah, I'm still the president of the Bar Guild.
Yes, the United States Bartenders Guild.
I'm the Hawaii chapter president. It's existed for, I think, 10 or 11 years. Wow. We're one of the early chapters in the U.S., actually. And, you know, I was on that original board. So, yeah, it's one of those things where if you're going to do something, you can't always just take. You have to give back. So a big part of, you know, that original USBG group was, let's figure out how to help other people sort of kick up their game a notch.
Yeah.
Maybe some education. And also, when you band together, you get more done. You know, we carry a lot more leverage when there's 100 bartenders in a room as opposed to each of us standing behind our own bar with maybe our staff. And that's it. So
overall, the bar industry in the state, where do you see it going? How do you see as the health of the bar industry right now?
I mean, it's incredible. It's almost too good to the point where there's so many restaurants and bars that you've got a lot of people doing a lot of different things, and you can't even keep track of all of it. All I do all day long is, you know, work at a farm and then come to town and try to talk to different bartenders and things like that. And I can't keep up with anybody, much less everybody.
And I always see you for some reason. It's a strange situation. Like, you know, we always see each other randomly.
You go to good places, that's why.
we time it right, apparently.
Yeah, indeed. So,
ironically, we were at Merriman's. Yeah, if you're paying attention.
I'm going offline on that one.
you don't need to agree. It's fine. with all of this, I mean, like, where would you see that? Do you see something that's a trend that's maybe in the mainland that hasn't hit here yet?
Yeah, so I think we just got sort of the kick in the butt of kind of the speakeasy sort of private bar, obviously highbrow, Harry's, the spot over in Kailua. Yeah. Bar Leather Apron plays on that angle without owning sort of the speakeasy thing. Jen Acro has one in Waikiki as well. I think that's where things are right now.
Yeah.
The thing that's going to be interesting is when our Hawaii bartenders realize that they're as good as everybody else and they need to start owning that instead of copying some other things.
Mm.
So we always look to other cities and sort of follow suit instead of owning it ourselves.
Yeah.
And the one thing, I'm fortunate enough to travel a bunch. We have as good, frankly, probably better hospitality folks and bartenders here than almost anywhere else I've been. And that's not a knock on those other cities. It's just time for some of our local folks to sort of take ownership of how good they actually are and live up to that instead of always grabbing the crutch, checking the books that are getting put out by this person, that person, instead owning that side of things. And that's actually the thing that's going to happen next is a couple guys are going to realize that and they're going to run away. Like, they're just going to be so far ahead of everybody else.
Right.
And then there's going to be a catch up to them. I don't know who they're going to be. I keep my eyes out all the time, but, you know, it's going to happen.
Julian, what do you think of all this bar information? I know you go out to manifest. You're hanging out with all the bitches, whatever you call them, and then they're out there, they're drinking, and you're drinking quick drinks. You're drinking rum and coke, Long Island.
And that's what I was just thinking about, AMS. As you're talking. Like, where does rum fit in for kind of my? I don't mean to make you sound a certain way, but for like my demographic, I'm 22. I personally haven't been drinking for a very long time. So like, what is the appeal?
Well, I think it's. It's like anything else. You're going to go through phases and different people are going to gravitate towards different spirits, right? Like everybody, when I started drinking, I was still, in the group where like all the women that I went out with were drinking Cosmopolitans or later on Lemon Drops, right? And then after that it was Mojitos and then now, and then Moscow Mules and now it's Old Fashions. The club drinks have remained the same that whole time. AMFs have been AMFs forever since, right? When I was, a club bar back, it was what it was. And adios, motherfucker, is what it is. Rum and Coke is still served because there's a place for those two ingredient drinks. It's like, bang, bang, this is what I need. Mm-hmm. But then you look at the whiskey guys and they infiltrated that market really well because guys are going to go, well, no, I want a Maker's and Coke. Mm-hmm. Even though it's just a whiskey and Coke, they've got that name association. So that's the next step is, having that rum association of, maybe I'm not going to make me a mojito, but what I would really like is I would just like an agricole rum and ginger beer. And it's a two ingredient drink. It's super interesting. You're also sort of elevating yourself in a different capacity, right? Because everybody's trying to stand out at a club. You don't want to always be drinking the same thing. So
definitely not.
Right. You don't want to be basic is what they call it. You want to be that basic. Basic girl. I said bitch earlier. So if you're buying the Kohana, this is available all retail.
Yeah, where?
You got the Tamuras, the Fujiokas,
yep.
All the culprits. So if a person was to buy this, what would do they, would they drink this straight? Or what would be the thing that would complement it the best, in your opinion?
So there's a number of different directions you can go. If you buy our aged spirits, you can treat it just like you treat other aged spirits. If you like old fashions, if you, drink it over the rocks, like do that. If you're buying white rum, I will drink it just like I would a mezcal or whatever. I'll drink it neat and room temperature. But I'm not assuming everybody's going to go that way. So it's delicious with fresh lime and a little bit of sugar. Game over. Daiquiris are dope.
Yeah.
It's delicious as a rum and coke. It's really great with ginger beer. So in Barbados, they call them dark and stormies. Oh. We call them bright and sunnies because it's not fucking dark and stormy here. So that's the deal.
Noted.
And that's, yeah, so you can, there will be a day that you'll go to Manifest and be able to be like, oh, I want a bright and sunny. That will happen.
Good luck for that.
Yeah.
Factoid, Justin Park used to work at Manifest.
Oh.
Indeed.
It's a weird little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, Jaylen, what do you, any other questions you got? Regarding rum, regarding this man, it's a lot of knowledge here. A lot of years and years of the bar industry here.
I know, you're putting me on the spot right now.
Exactly.
So back when there was no running water and
exactly
in my day, and we liked it.
Yes, fine.
Yeah, it's all
well,
good.
I tell you what, we got to do the tour. How can someone sign up for the tour?
So the easiest way is just to go to kohanarum.com. So KOHANARUM.com and check it out. I will say, I'm assuming everybody that listens, or majority of people listen are Kamaaina. So give us either a call at the distillery or just drop by. I mean, we're open 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Tastings from 10 to 5, tours from 10 to 2:30. So just drop by. Make sure you let them know you're Kamaaina. We like to take care of our people. So we do take care of family that way. Make sure that's known. And then, yeah, but we're out there all the time. I mean, right now we're working on food. We got all kind of stuff coming. So.
Wow.
Yes, excellent. Sir.
So I tell you what, man, thank you very much for joining us, as always.
Yes, sir.
Always going to be fun stuff, man. Kyle Rootner, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Thank you, brother. There he is.
Let it.
Is, What's your take on the rum? What's your take on Qualify, the whole show? Any final thoughts you want to say before we close this out?
I'm actually going to try to venture into the rum.
Venture into the rum? What does that mean? What are you going to do?
It means exactly what you think it means.
You're going to go home and Snapchat you drinking rum.
Yes. That's what it,
and like wearing some kind of hip-hop attire. I haven't seen that before. So once again, shout out our sponsors, Earl Kai McKee, the very controversial Earl Kai McKee.
Still can't forget that conversation last week.
He set the tone for this, didn't he? Square Barrels. Shout out to the Honolulu Club. Shout out to 7-4 Honolulu. You used to work there, yes? Shout out. Yes. Shout out Grace Dace is here. Shout out. Let's just shout out the crowd. Let's shout out. We have Joe Arakawa is here. He is bartender from Pie Honolulu. Go there. Be sure when you go there, don't drive there because their parking is crap. Total crap and trash. Uber, but don't take an Uber, take a Lyft. Because Lyft is better than Uber, if you follow. All the women like Lyft. Shout out to Sky Cameron for all the musical interviews. That's right. Get up for Sky Cameron. Shout out Qualify. Is Qualify still there? Qualify said, forget it. He said, I'm out of here. Shout out Kyle Rutner. Shout out Kyle Rutner, Kano Rum.
Yes.
Shout out. That's right. Shout out Grant Capone Conojo, who is still at Best Buy right now. He's on a longboard right now. They're going by. They're just attacking homeless people as we speak. We got to get out of it. So once again, I don't know if we made this announcement. No show next week, but we'll be back December 4. Joel Bedavera.
Yes,
Joel Bedavera from Hawaii Now will be on the show December 4th. We're going to have Chris Kajioka, Jimmy Taco, all kind of people coming up for December.
Lots to look forward to.
The Christmas special will be coming up.
I will be here in spirit.
You will not be here, so I got to find another girl. So it's whatever. And then, exactly. So to sum it up.
Yes.
That's what she said. And we will, till next time, check out Podomatic, iTunes, YouTube channel, YouTube video, Stitcher, Spotify. That's it. We're on Spotify. That's it. Sleep Times, let's get out of here. That's right.
Wow.
Shocker.
I'm on an app that I pay for. How crazy is that?
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.